Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Aloha, this is Ryan Dawson filling in for Mike Rivero. I know I can be hostile to 9/11 Cougars, but, you know, I'm tired of hearing the same thing and seeing our tires spin in circles like and going nowhere. I like to get new information out about that. Now, in the beginning of the first hour, we talked about John Bolton, the defective human product, and his botched negotiations in Korea, both from Hanoi and then this latest fiasco. Well, it's not a fiasco. Trump crossed over in the DMZ, and Bolton tried to sabotage it, and is just losing it because he's being left out of the loop this time, which is exactly what we need. And then we got into 9/11 for about an hour. But we've had Mike waiting patiently from Brazil, and I want to take this call. If you are still there, Mike, you are on the air.
Ryan. Hey.
Thank you for waiting,
by the way. Long time no hear, huh? Where have you been?
I've been on ANC Report. I keep getting deleted from YouTube, got deleted from Vimeo, got deleted from you name it. So, fighting censorship.
I know that. I've been trying to find you, and I couldn't. You've been taken off YouTube, Vimeo, and whatever platform you used before. And I was
I got
wondering
taken off
what
of Daily Motion, Gumroad, yeah, LiveLeak. I'm on BitChute.
But anyway, let me just tell you that I'm very happy to hear you again, you know, hear your voice and your analysis. And you're one of the better analysts that I've seen in my entire 64 years of life, okay? Well, that gave away my age anyway. But listen, I want to take up this issue about you had a fellow, he called like maybe five calls ago. He mm-hmm. said that the buildings, the World Trade Center buildings, were empty. Well, if those buildings were empty, maybe this guy can tell me where did those guys jumping out of the windows come from?
Because I think he thinks it's all TV, CGI. Yeah, people jumped out the
CGI,
windows.
You think so?
There were people working in the building on September 10th, you know?
Ryan, let me tell you something. I was in New York City at the time, okay, when this happened. I saw the first goddamn plane hitting the building. I didn't have any camera to record it because in those days, I didn't have camera. We didn't have smartphones. And I saw the plane hitting the building. I was on 25th and 5th Avenue in downtown Manhattan when this happened. You could clearly see it. I saw the plane and I said, my God, what an accident. What happened? You know,
yeah.
And then I saw the flames flying out anyways. Well, if the buildings were empty, then obviously there were no people inside them. Then where did those guys come from jumping out of the buildings? Secondly, talking about the hijacking planes, okay, now, the story goes like there were three hijackers per each plane. Now, I tell you something as a traveler, because I travel a lot. If I would see somebody with a box cutters in his hand, I would take him down in less than a second. And I'm very good at it, what I do. And the fact that the guy, I mean, three people or four, whatever, managed to get control of the entire plane sounds so sci-fi. Because
the official story changed after 9/12 with the box cutter stuff. They did admit, based on airphone calls, that the hijackers had somehow smuggled in both knives and mace onto the plane. And that, and with Flight 93, we actually find that in the list of debris items that were found were giant Bowie knives. And they actually found where, I believe it was at a Walmart or a Kmart, that there's video footage of two of these hijackers purchasing the knives. So it was something, it wasn't just box cutters. But the thing is, they don't want you to think on that too long, because then you say, okay, if they had knives and mace, how'd they get it on the plane, right? And it seems the way they did was
That's
through
right,
bribing
because,
the ground crew.
Brian, you have to keep in mind that the security company taking care of the airports, Logan Airport, and the rest of them from where the planes took off, were all handled by an Israeli company.
Mm-hmm. Imagine my lack of shock.
You know that, right?
I know that.
That's right. And the security at the World Trade Center was handled by a cousin of George Bush.
Marvin?
That connects the dots.
He's one of the ones that
connects the dots.
Mm-hmm. Well, his babysitter was run over by her own car.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Well, in my humble opinion, I think that 9/11 was a joint U.S.-Israeli operation. I don't think any Arabs were involved in this operation because, first of all, they had nothing to gain. All they gained was bombs. That's all they got. So I'm not sure that the Arabs, any Arab nation, would have been involved in this conspiracy, right? But Israel stood to benefit a lot from this. Remember when they asked Bibi, what do you make of 9/11? And first he said, oh, it's very good. And then he said, oh, I mean, it's good because it's going to make the Americans feel what we feel, Israelis living with terrorists all the time.
I thought that was Ariel Sharon who said that. But, yeah, it may have been Bibi. It might have been.
Yeah, right. And
I've documented the Israeli role in 9/11, but people are like, tell me about Thermite. They don't care who did it.
Do you have a website again, or what happened to your website? You used to have a website.
I got hold of board. So, yeah, there's a website. It's it's okay to plug that on someone else's show.
Right,
it's called ANC,
right?
Like anti-neocon, ancreport.com. And you can find the stuff there, ANC Report.
Do me a favor. Can you speak to Mike Rivero putting your website on his page? Because right now I don't have anything to write down with.
Sure. No
problem. Write down and forget it.
I'll post a link to an article after I'm done hosting. All right. I got to let you go. We got some more calls. I will. He'll do it, I'm sure. Eric from Tennessee.
Hey, Ryan. Can you hear me okay?
Hello. Yes. How are you?
Hello. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for filling in for Mike, because he needs some rest for bad, for sure.
So I heard about it about 20 minutes before coming on.
Yeah, okay. Well, I got a quick question for you. I know you're in Japan, and do you see a lot of stores that take Bitcoin or cryptocurrency?
No, not in Japan. I think there are like 8 ATMs. And 7 or 6 of them are in Tokyo, where I don't live, and I think the other ones are out, one in Nagoya and one in Nagasaki. So it's not really a thing here. South Korea has an exchange. That's where the Bitcoin buyers from here, they usually use the South Korean exchange for all the cryptocurrencies. But in Japan, it's very hard to get your money out. So even if you buy at the right time, sell at the right time, you can't fence that back into money that you can actually spend on rent and food and whatnot, because sometimes it gets broke.
I was thinking more about the retailers, you know, like shopping malls and stuff where you can actually pay.
They don't even take credit cards half the time. Japan's a cash society.
Really?
Yeah, there's not. I don't think there's a single place. Maybe in an airport somewhere, but yeah, it's not even. Definitely not. Can't use it.
Well, I appreciate your discussions today. They're very, very good, and I enjoyed listening to you. Thank you for taking over from Mike.
I'm do it anytime I can. I'm doing the best I can.
Okay.
We got Will from North Carolina up next. Another kakalaki. Will, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, hello. Hi, Ryan.
Hi there.
Since we're on the topic of 9/11, I just want to ask you. So I have a lot of friends who believe that a missile hit the Pentagon. And I've tried to explain to them using your sources that it wasn't, and they still don't believe me after showing them. Any tips, I mean, you could give
it's
me?
It's a religion. I mean, I've got a site called 9/11 Truth for Grownups, that walks through all the like little talking points about the cameras, the hole, the light poles, every excuse they got from loose change, and that's ridiculous stuff. And it's just, you know, a lot of people are so invested in this because they told everybody and their mother that a missile hit the Pentagon, and so it's hard for them to backtrack in the light of new evidence, because then they feel dumb. They feel like they got duped. It doesn't make you stupid, that, because look, it's okay to question 9/11. Our government lies about everything. But some people got out and ahead of it and lied to you. And so be mad at them for lying to you. Don't be mad at someone else for giving you new information. It absolutely was the plane. I mean, they found the bodies. It did not evaporate. Like, I've heard all the stuff, you know. But some of these people, like, you almost got to sit them down one-on-one. And you can't do it through text. Like, if you're going to, like, text back and forth from Facebook or something like that, forget about it. Like, you got to get them to call you, or even better, meet someone in person and walk them through it. And be like, look, here's the big hole on the first floor. Here's a map of all the bodies. Here's the DNA at Walter Reed. Here's an engine. Here's the black box. Here's the tail number. Here's pieces of the plane. And then you got to go over it all, because they have memorized all the nonsense from loose change. That's the main one. And yeah, they spit out these points, and you're like, oh, look, it can't fit in this hole. I'm like, there's photographic evidence of that hole. How do you think loose change angled all its shots to only show you the second floor? How does that happen? And who financed that movie? But, you know, some people are a lost cause. I mean, I think about 30% will go, wow, I didn't know that, change their mind. And the rest are just going to, you know, hold on to it until they die.
I know. I'm sorry.
But I just feel like people that dumb don't count anyway. Like, if someone's that got double-digit IQ, they're just going to follow whatever fits their paranoid worldview, and evidence be damned, right? So don't waste your time. Just talk to more intelligent people about what really happened on 9/11, and just don't even waste your day arguing with people talking about missiles and pods and hollow buildings, and it's all television and space rays and whatever. I mean, those, they're kooks, and they just want to put you in the defense. They want you to argue about physics and stuff and not talk about who did it. That's their job. They're useful idiots run by Mockingbird program of the CIA. That gives you the catchphrases. Oh, like, they did the same thing for Kennedy. Like, grassy knoll, right? Who says knoll, right? Who uses that kind of vocabulary, right? They use weird words, and everyone's, ooh, who's on the grassy knoll? I'm like, oh, yeah. You just, like, you're not thinking for yourself. You're being played. And you see, as an event as huge as 9/11, especially if our government has involvement in it, you better believe they had a disinformation campaign sitting ready for after the event. And that's what got piped to people, knowing reliable blowhards like Alex Jones, who's just like a paranoid freakazoid that would definitely gobble up every bit of goofy disinfo possible and say it to the masses. And he has done irreversible damage to 9/11. Because you just, like, it's every other person that talks about it thinks, you know, one of these nonsense stories are sacrosanct. And it just, you know, all I can say is you can try your best, but at a certain point, don't waste your time. You lead a horse to water, that's all you can do, you know?
Yeah, I gave up with them because I even brought someone I knew into the conversation, because his mother worked in D.C. at the time of the attack, and she saw the plane, you know, fly over the highway. And they're like, you know, they're just dismissing them. And you're like, nah, you're lying. You're just trying to prove my point. So I kind of just gave up after that.
495, 395 is very, very busy section of Virginia /DC. All those people are not lying. All those family members are not just pretending. Everyone saw it go to the Pentagon. No one saw it fly away from the Pentagon. You know what? It doesn't matter how many points you make or how much evidence you have. They're just sitting there. They're not even listening. They're just waiting for their turn to talk so they can say the talking point that they didn't even think of themselves, that they saw from some stupid movie on YouTube. They're just sitting there going, what about this? And it's like, I already addressed that. You didn't hear what I said. They don't care.
No, they don't. One final thing. So you saw? Did you see that the that Pence got called back from his trip? Did that have anything to? Do you think that have anything to do with that Russian submarine?
The one in the Arctic?
Yeah.
It was like 2 a.m. when that happened. So over here. So
wait,
I have not had time to really to verify that or not. It could, but I don't have anything solid, so I don't want to. If I say something to an audience this big, it would be irresponsible. So I'm going to have to withhold judgment until I have more information. But if you know anything, free to say. I mean, he was pulled back, but you know, kind of the Russian Navy is a little bit. That's their weak underbelly. Russia's advantage is in their artillery and their air defense. So, yeah.
Yeah, I was reading a Sputnik article because Putin had an emergency meeting where he got called back for, and it ended about a little hour, over an hour and a half ago. And it basically, you know, just said, like, it was an accident, you know, that it was 14 dead Russians because of smoke inhalation, and that's about it, and they're going to look into it.
Well, we'll see what they come up with. It's too soon to make any rash judgments. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Bolton will blame everything on Iran, though. No.
Right? Don't find a way.
My old joke is, if a tree falls in the woods and no one hears it, no one sees it, can we still blame Iran? That's the Israeli line. They are on it. I think Trump might fire him. I really do.
I hope he gets fired.
After watching the Democratic debates, that was like a big commercial for Donald Trump, watching that fest happen in front of us.
Oh, yeah. Bunch of open border talk, gun grabbing. That's going to make people vote for Trump instantly.
Plus health care. Not just open borders. Open border and free health care.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. They wanted to give healthcare to non-criminal offenders or something like that.
Oh, my favorite is free abortions for male transgender QRS whatevers, like men pretending
to be
girls.
Couldn't believe it. I saw that live and could not believe that. I thought I misheard, but apparently I didn't.
But these people don't live in the real world. They are so insulated from working class people. And there was what's the ginger's name? It's one of them did bring this up because we need to focus on what works or something like that, and stop being so elitist or whatever. And they got very modest applause. All of them like, oh, whatever, and rolled their eyes. But it's the one bit of sense that was actually said, because they're completely divorced from reality, saying, oh yeah, let's have a 70% tax rate. I think Beto said that. I mean, what? 70% in taxes? And you want to pay for illegals' health care? I mean, these are the kind of people that would tell coal miners in West Virginia to learn to code, right? I mean, that's what's wrong with the Democratic Party. Like, when they say stuff so aloof, it's like they all live in their little bubbles in L.A. or whatever. The real world with real working people who live check to check cannot afford to pay for someone else's health care. Nor do they want taxes going up to 70%, or in Bernie's case, 90%. Nor can they pay for all of these wars. The only ones that had any sort of economic plan to pay for all the social programs they promised were Tulsi and Andrew Yang. And I believe they cut Yang's mic off. And they put a fake pimple on Tulsi Gabbard. Did you hear about Pimplegate?
No, I didn't. This is interesting.
So, okay, MSNPC is what I call it, but the non-playable character. MSNBC, somebody, a staffer or whatever, they superimposed a pimple on her chin. You can check this out after the broadcast. It's on YouTube for now. It'll be on BitChute, too. And it's when they asked her the Iran question. She had this big red dot on her chin, and then it disappears right in front of you. And it wasn't there earlier, and it's not there the rest of the night. And Tulsi was asked about it. She's like, no, I mean, that wasn't there. This needs to be investigated. Somebody just decided to stick a zit on her face. I mean, it's just, that's how immature the people are at MSNBC. But, of course,
really
they're the same.
Telling
you, they're like, we got to speak out against conspiracy theories. Meanwhile, Russia hacked our election. Anyway, thanks for your call. I gotta go through the break, and I'll be back on the other side. For the...
All right, man. Okay, bye.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
I gotta say, Mike Rivero has the best intro songs. I missed this. This is Ryan Dawson filling in for Mike Rivero. He's a little under the weather and going to take a couple days off out there. So aloha, konnichiwa from Japan, aloha from Hawaii. I appreciate all the calls. The number to call in, you don't have to talk about 9/11 either, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And you can also Skype through to RBN2. And they will patch you through to talk if you are overseas and you don't want to hold on the phone for so long. You can use Skype. So we have been talking. I wouldn't say sidetracked into 9/11. 9/11 is a very important event, and it does prelude into the Iraq War and the propaganda on Iran. But we were talking before about Korea. We talked about John Bolton, the passing of the excellent writer Justin Raimondo. I'll miss him forever. And we got into the war propaganda about Iran, and I was linking the defective human products, Israeli ties, to the lies about Iran, and comparing that to Iraq and the propaganda that led to a war in Iraq, where over a million people were murdered, a country was flipped upside down, Fallujah was bombed back in the Stone Age, and we were given things like Abu Ghraib. And it reminded me of a story that I recently did on my own show that a lot of millennials were unaware of. We got to realize that back in 2003, 2004, some people were coming to fruition today were junior high school or younger. And they did not hear all the stories about Abu Ghraib prison and how even in the U.S. Congress were allowed to listen to a tape where Iraqi mothers were forced to listen to the screams and cries of their own children who were being raped and sodomized. And they played this as a means of sleep deprivation. And some of these women killed themselves. The U.S. raped children, recorded it, and played it for their mothers. Our Congress heard these torture screams, only selective group of them, the McCains and company, and still did nothing. Let that sink in. Mark from New York, how are you?
Hey.
Hello there.
You're in Japan, huh?
Yes, hello. In Osaka. G20 was
where?
Just here. Osaka, near Kyoto. In the
can
West.
You tell us about Fukushima?
What would you like to know? Fukushima was horrible.
Is it still ongoing?
No, so the worst part, in my opinion, about Fukushima was the tidal wave itself. That wiped out 20,000 people, died, mostly elderly. And I might get choked up because when we went to Fukushima, well, not in Fukushima, but near Ibaraki and adjacent places, Miyagi, places that were where a lot of people drowned. And saw the saddest thing. It was a school bus turned sideways, an elementary school bus. And you know all those kids are just gone. And that's what's so heartbreaking. Now, I know what, internationally what people were worried about is, of course, the radiation and the nuclear. But I just feel like I can't not say something about the tidal wave itself and all the people who perished in that. Because I feel like they just get brushed over, like, oh yeah, they died now. You know, I feel like let's think about this. How horrible that was. They had no means of escaping. And so when they show video of it, they show the cars and stuff being washed away, but you gotta realize how many people just instantly died from that. And then we had TEPCO and KEPCO. TEPCO was the T is for Tokyo. KEPCO is K for Kansai. Kansai is a region with Kyoto, Nara, Osaka that were supposed to be regulating the nuclear facilities and did a piss poor job in both areas. Now, KEPCO has been cleaned up. They weren't hit by the tsunami, but the reaction to it did put a lot of pressure on the nuclear regulatory organizations and safety procedures and regulations. You got to blame the government for a lot of this too. What happened at Fukushima itself is the spent fuel rods first. The heat was so high that the hydrogen from the water, I mean, it actually split it up and burst into flames. There wasn't a fission reaction like Chernobyl or anything like that, so it wasn't like a nuclear bomb went off. But it's still a very serious situation when you've got nuclear waste leaking into water, making radioactive water, and the top being blown off of the facility at Daiichi. But horrible as that is, a lot of what the internet did was make it 1,000 times worse. And so a couple things happened. It's a very important question. Appreciate your call. Talk about it a little bit more after the commercial. Oh, yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
Aloha, this is Ryan Dawson trying to fill in for Mike Rivero last minute. I'll promise to prep more for the next shows should he still be out. He's dealing with a little bit of illness. He'll be back, though, stronger than ever. We've been covering many issues, everything from Korea to 9/11, and now I had a question from Mark in New York about Fukushima. I live in Japan. I was here also on March 11th of 2011 when the tsunami hit and caused the whole thing to go down. And I think there's a little bit over focus on radiation scares and not so much on the political corruption that happened afterward with an outpour of charities whose money was mismanaged and thrown into ridiculous things. I tried to cover that best I can, and there was a lot of fear mongering too. And you know, some things were not true and some are, and I actually did a long video with James Corbett, if you know him. He's a journalist that also lives out here in Japan, where we walk through, you know, what was real and what wasn't with Fukushima. And I put my money where my mouth is. I live here. I have children here. I'm not worried about radioactive fallout or anything like that, because there isn't any. And you can say, oh my gosh, well, that's just because the government's covering up. Not really. It's not possible. You physically can't cover up radiation. If it's there, it's there. And it permeates everything. And I have done the $1,000 challenge for people to come over. So that would basically give you a free trip to get your own Geiger counter, whatever it is up to your standard, and measure wherever you want. You're not going to find any readings any different than the United States or Europe, because radiation is not leaking out everywhere, as people assume. Somebody took a wave map of the tsunami and then changed it from Australia or something, and they changed the heading on it and called it a radiation map. And this meme went everywhere. I was like, don't you think it's weird that radiation just stops wherever there's land and it's only in the water? Just like it's about to come to California, as Alex Jones said over and over again. And, you know, there were YouTubers out there being like, look, I have readings on this beach. And they're standing on top of thorium, which is radioactive. Radiation from Fukushima is not going across the Pacific Ocean into California. It's not even reaching adjacent areas of Japan. That doesn't mean there's not a problem. There's a huge problem. But when you over-exaggerate a situation, you're going to cause some people to throw the baby out with the bathwater. And so, yeah, people lied about the wave map. There was even a story saying the starfish are dying. No one bothered to look and see that it's from 2008, so I really doubt radiation went back in time and killed the starfish. It was just a pylon, and that's the unfortunate kind of nature of the internet. There are people that know Spookadoo fear-mongering is clickbait, and Fukushima was the huge cash cow, and everybody was lying about it. And some people weren't lying, they're just being fooled. And it was hard to tell, you know, what's right, what isn't, because you can't trust the Japanese government, you can't trust any government. And but then you also don't want to, follow the Pied Piper of fear, like Alex Jones and that kind of ilk, the kind of online, I call it fear porn, that just want to act like it's doomsday every day and the dollar's about to collapse and just any kind of catastrophe they can think of. They keep you on edge so they can sell you stuff. But I live in Japan. The Olympics are coming to Japan. So is the World Cup rugby tournament. It's going to be here this year. It's perfectly safe to visit. There isn't radiation leaking out of Fukushima. But what they do have is a problem around the area of about a 30-mile radius, to be safe, at the plant, where they cannot contain some of this radioactive water, which is used already as part of the coolant, that is unfixable. And so what they're doing is they're dumping it very slowly, you know, I don't forget how many parts per million, whatever, into the ocean, which sounds horrible. But the rate that it's happening is I think Forbes had reported, it'd be like 73 million bananas or something. That is radioactive. I mean, even bananas, all of them are, but nothing to cause three-eyed fish or anything like that. Nothing like what happened in Nagasaki and Hiroshima, even. And there are thriving cities in both those locations right now. And it certainly had problems. But it is not the end of the world. And if you live in California or Hawaii or whatever, you're perfectly safe. Nothing from Fukushima is going to come get you. What we do need to do, though, is move to thorium. Because we wouldn't be in this mess if you had an option to move power plants inland where they don't even have to be near large bodies of water. Because thorium, not only is it more abundant, cheaper, more efficient, it's so much safer. The molten salt reactors of thorium, and there's talks about it by Kurt Sorensen. There's a talk I did with Carl Denninger on ANC Report explaining what thorium is. Mike Ribeiro has gone over it before. I think Mike and I have talked about it before. Thorium ought to be the future. It's not, and it has nothing to do with science. It's all politics. It's a political resistance against thorium, and the doomsday climate changers and stuff are out there. It's just a mess, and it's not opposed because of the science. Let me make that clear. This is a political problem. Oh, Josh, if you're there from Oklahoma, I'm sorry. I didn't see your call there, bud. Are you there? Still.
Hey, yeah, what's up, buddy?
Thanks for being patient.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
Hey, no problem, man. I wanted to get one Bolton comment out of the way. Do you think he might forget what country he's supposed to be like calling for war against if he eats a big bowl of Gaffy chili.
Well, I mean, you know,
I think he might.
Chili, apparently, you forget the names of your children's teachers.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to drop that one in. Nice. I did actually have a couple of questions. One of them, first one was, you heard about, I don't know if you covered it or not, about the, I believe it was something in Russia got bombed.
They had a submarine accident, yeah.
They had a sub bomb, okay, or an accident about it. I didn't know if it was like an attack or the other.
Yeah, I mean, right now it's an accident, and I'm not going to say it is or isn't because I haven't had time to vet the information. This sort of happened as I started the show. So it was like, according to the Russians so far, it was not in the Arab Sea, it was in the Arctic, and there was a fire, and I think 14 Russians died of smoke inhalation. So far, no foul play. We'll see what...
You know how that goes. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't jump the gun. A lot of people are just so anxious to be first or whatever, I'd rather be correct. Mm-hmm. So let's see what info we can get.
And the other thing I wanted to comment on, too, it made me kind of think about, was when you were talking about how they did with the, like, in Abu Ghraib about the sound. That's the same thing they did years before. Yeah, they've been doing the psych war type stuff, like the audio type things like that. I mean, they were doing that in, Waco. They did that with the bunnies. And they did similar stuff before. I think that was all ex-paperclip stuff that they picked up. It's like, oh, that's like warfare stuff. Works really good. We're going to start using that. And that's been part of the Phoenix program, civil
infrastructure in Vietnam, too, torturing people like that.
Yeah.
They experimented with that, expounding upon methods with MKUltra, with George White and the Federal Bureau of Narcotics. But that wing was taken by the CIA.
Right. You know who came out of that program that a lot of people have an issue either for or against? Uncle Ted.
Yeah, well, Uncle Ted's writings are still prolific in my eyes, but you know who else was involved with MKUltra that a lot of people don't know about? Rubenstein? Also known as Jacob Rubenstein, yes. Used to go to the airport with George White and pick up Traficante on their cocaine smuggling from Cuba to Tampa.
There was a famous doctor who was he was one of like you and Cameron's guys, like his under guys. He killed a elephant in the Oklahoma City Zoo in Oklahoma here with a bunch of LSD and I think like two car batteries to try to like charge its heart to pump it back up and like cook it in front of a bunch of people back in the 60s, I believe.
Wild.
Yep. Yeah.
Interesting statistic.
Yeah, I didn't believe it either.
More people, check this out. More people were killed by elephants last year than Japanese. I mean, Japan's murder rate was so low that more people died from elephants.
Like just on that part of the world, or just in Japan in general, or?
I mean, if you add up all the murders in all the cities in Japan, because they haven't killed anyone else, I mean, it's less than how many died from elephants in India.
Elephants, they're kind of rampant out in India.
I don't know if these people statistic. Are riding them or if these are wild elephants that just stomp people, but I saw a really Chad story. I have no sympathy for people who poach rhinoceros, right? And the title was, and I'm not making this up, maybe you saw this already, but it says, Rhino Poacher Stamped to Death by Elephant and Eaten by Lions. There's your karma.
That's great. That's so good, man. That's so good. I'm writing that one down for later.
Yeah, check that story out. He went after a rhino, totally illegal, endangered species, by the way. An elephant, there were three of them, and an elephant stomped one of them down and then chased the other ones off, and the two that survived went to get the body of the third one and got lions grabbed him, and so he was eaten by lions after being stomped by an elephant because he was trying to poach a rhino. And I'll have a Coke, please.
Yeah, just shows you don't mess with Disney, they get you back.
Yeah, don't mess with nature. Why would you poach a rhino?
Yep, absolutely.
Like, why?
That's why. Doesn't make sense. They're they're not a nuisance. They're not one of those type of animals.
I mean, you have to go out where they live and mess with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to go on their turf.
Rhino horn is involved as an aphrodisiac or one of those what's the
tiger penis suit things?
Yeah, I forget what's the famous drug, Viagra type things. Yeah, it isn't. Oh yeah, you know, it's just keratin like your fingernails. That's all a horn is made of. It's just a protein.
So
but
people are sitting around snorting. People are snorting keratin trying to get boners.
Yeah, I mean, that's
hilarious. Yeah, that would be the first thing. That would be the first one. Well, hey, anyways, man, I got to hop off here, man, but I just wanted to call in and give you all some support and ask you a couple, so I got to get out of here.
Thank you very much. I did not know that about the elephant in Oklahoma. That's a localized story. Really wild. Thank you,
Shannon. I will tell you. I'll tell you more about that one later.
Okay, no problem. Post it on WH. Right. Thank you very much. Peace. I got about 15 minutes left. Not really quite enough time to go into anything in detail, but we'll touch some stuff. I will look into what happened with the Russian sub as soon as I get off here and get some time. The number to call in, by the way, we can probably get one or two more in, is 800-313-9443. And write that down because it'll be the same for every show. And I may or may not be here tomorrow as well. John Bolton's got to go. And if you are a Trump supporter, you should be telling him he's got to fire Bolton. That man has sabotaged peace with North Korea. He nearly brought us—he brought us to the brink of war with Iran. It's not even nearly. The planes were in the air, and apparently, Trump was watching Tucker Carlson, and that's what changed his mind. He called off the attack. They think they could just go bomb some radar like they used to do with Iraq, what Clinton used to do. That is not going to happen with Iran. Iran has leverage, and the U.S. is sitting ducks with their fleet in Bahrain, their air force in Qatar, and the weakest target, Saudi oil fields. And Iran could pummel those. And trust me, the Iron Dome Patriot system, that's not going to do squat. These aren't scuds. Okay. And if Iran is threatened enough, yeah, the United States could defeat Iran if we want to lose about 10,000 soldiers and God knows how many trillions of dollars and create even, like, if you think the refugee crisis is bad in Europe now, wait and see what would happen if you went to war with Iran. I mean, it would just, you wouldn't be able to recognize places like Sweden or London, if not already. There is no military solution for Iran. They are not building a bomb. I agree with Ron Paul. We should have peace and trade and, you know, get along with our neighbors. Iran's not a threat to the United States. Israel's the one that has a problem with Iran. The U.S. needs to get back on the deal and scrap this nonsense about uranium enrichment, which isn't happening. Unfreeze assets and allow free trade. If not, you're alienating, you're pushing China into the arms of Russia. You're alienating your allies. Taiwan, South Korea, Japan, they need oil and gas. Oh, Doug is back. Doug from Thailand. Sorry I missed you the first time. You got a little bit of time to get it in right now if you're still there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes.
Thanks for taking the call. Yeah, let's start it. Hear that little dispute between you and the other guy from North Carolina.
Don't remember.
So important to have some kind of unified, I don't know if there's a consensus about who's responsible for 9/11, but I just had a couple ideas, and it is related to thermite. I didn't want to get you too upset with this, but how about them shipping, got to get their everything out of their offices some 6 weeks before?
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna have $50,000 come to get you're gonna come to empty containers to get all their furniture, right? And they got the thermite in there, not empty, and they put it in the elevators, and they just run them up and down and just spray it up on their ships in a few hours. These little vans are just logistics. Sure, thank you.
Well, they found explosive devices in vans parked in the parking garage of the World Trade Centers on 9/11. And it was RDX. But to me, it's splitting hairs whether it's RDX or TNT or thermite or shape chargers, whatever, or C4. It doesn't matter. I'm most interested in who did it. And who did it links back to the furniture moving companies like Urban Moving Systems, which helped move Zim out of the building. So that's where we go with that. And people seem uninterested in the rest of the story and say, oh, no, no, it's nanothermite and it can only be made in this one place. And it's from this naval yard. And yet it's not only made in one place. And that's not, it's not built from the atom up. That none of that is true. And we had cars packed with RDX that were found. There was another one in Liberty State Park. There was one in the Meadowlands. There was one on the George Washington Bridge. There was one in Pennsylvania. There was one coming back from Chicago. It led to six other companies, one of which moved a 9/11 hijacker and gave him logistical support. I don't have time to explain the whole story. It's in a film called The Empire Unmasked, which is purchasable. I appreciate the time, everybody. I'm privileged to fill in for Mike Rivera. I'm glad he trusts me with this. I took the helm best I can. He'll be back in a couple days. Peace.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse so every.
Aloha, konnichiwa. This is the final segment for today's What Really Happened radio show, podcast show on RBN. This is Ryan Dawson filling in from Japan, Osaka. The number to call in, if you want to squeeze in one more call or two before we get off the air here, is 800-313-9443. It's 800-313-9443. I did want to talk a bit more about the debates, I guess, in 5 minutes. Maybe that's not the best topic. I also want to mention that God's Chosen Lunatics, also known as the Israelis, they fired over 100 missiles into Syria yesterday, murdered two babies, a family of four, killed a three-month-old and a seventh-month-old. And isn't it interesting that Israel acts as Al-Qaeda's air force? They have not once attacked ISIS. They have not once attacked Iral al-Sham. They have not once attacked al-Nusra Front. In fact, they gave them hospital aid. And, Syria is not an organic war. Syria is where the CIA and other foreign intelligence agencies are working hand-in-hand, just like they did in Iran-Contra, to work with a bunch of mercenary proxy armies of terrorists to overthrow Bashar al-Assad and have regime change. Shouldn't even use their language. Change of government. It's not a regime. That's where all the boogeymen are regimes. I don't say administration for the U.S. I say the Obama regime, the Clinton regime, the Bush regime. We have the regime. We're the one murdering millions of people. Shouldn't even say we. They, because it's not us. It's anarcho-tyranny. They don't represent us. As Tulsi Gabbard said, they're representing... It's a plutocracy. They're representing wealth. It's the Soroses, the Kochs that, if you got a lot of money, you have a voice. If not, you're just sort of there. We don't matter. As George Carlin put it best, they don't care about you at all. And add a few F-bombs. But Carlin was the man. He was prophetic. Probably my favorite comedian as well. But Tulsi's on the money on that point, and she has her flaws. But look at the rest of them. It's the clown car is broken. It only turns left. And they are just getting goofier and goofier, and that will just lead to another Trump victory. Now, Trump's had his high points, but one of his lowest low points has been with Israel. And this is all of them. And Hillary would have been worse. Fine. But he moved the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. He labels Iran's Revolutionary Guard as terrorists, which they in turn then labeled U.S. Central Command as terrorists, which is hilarious because they are. Then he gave the Golan Heights to Israel verbally. It's not his to give, but that's what the side he came down on. And you got to hold his feet to the fire. Fire John Bolton. Everybody on Twitter, wherever, Facebook, etc., I want you to write Fire John Bolton. I want everyone doing that. See you tomorrow. An American holiday coming up. Peace. Fire John Bolton. Let's make this happen. I'm Ryan Dawson signing off.
When your doctor tells you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-927-6648. 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com. Extension.